The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on December 15, 1981 in Bombay, India.
To hear that tonight there was a meeting, so they asked me to come. On one occasion in the past, I was able to come. That was just before AIM of All Faith meeting. At that time, there was the organization of meeting for that program. And that was also a very successful program. And thereafter we were graced by Ambarish Das, Alfred Ford, and that was also appreciated by the newspapers and by all the members, everyone. Actually, you are the most fortunate of all the members of ISKCON. Because some members are fortunate to have contributed and become part of our life member family, but they have not taken into their habit the daily sadhana of chanting or participating in this special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, everyone is doing some dharma. There's no one who's not doing some dharma, hardly. Maybe a few. But in India, generally, everyone is doing something. But our Bhagavat has advised us that we should test our dharma, to see whether it is fulfilling the requirement. That sloka is dharma svanustita pumsam vishvakshena kata sujat natpadaya yati ratin sam eva hi kevala. The dharma svanustita pumsam vishvakshena kata sujat. We perform our dharma towards the spiritual objective. Whether our dharma is being successful or not will be how much we are attracted to the katha regarding our Supreme Personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our Lord of our life. To what extent are we becoming eager to hear those messages? That is called rating. Rating one means ruchi, or the taste, the bhava, the ecstatic love. Rating means actual spiritual happiness. Everyone gets happiness when he eats good food, unless he's sick. People get happiness when they have nice company, when there's some nice function like this, people are getting some kind of happiness. But that happiness is not very rare. it is available. Even then, it is lasting for only a small amount of time. And mainly, we have to struggle and work to make our living, to make our ends meet. And then at the end, sometimes we're having a little bit of happiness through friendship, through family, through money, through some entertainment like this. So people are generally very eager for that type of entertainment, that type of happiness. But in general, Indian people are very religious, so if there's some vacation, they think about going to some holy place, going to some religious function, because there is a natural piety inborn within the Indian people. Because this is a holy land where Krishna, where Rama, where Buddha, where Lord Chaitanya, where all so many avatars have appeared. Therefore this is known as Bharatvarsha. It is famous even in other planets as being the most holy place. So as much as one is attracted by spiritual matters, especially hearing about the glories of the Lord from the mouth of pure devotees, that is considered to be the test whether one is becoming advanced. If one has not developed any attraction for serving or hearing or remembering the Lord, even though he is practicing some type of religious principle, whatever that may be, then the Bhagavad sloka is saying Srama eva hi kevala. That means that it is simply an expenditure of energy for show or for nothing. There's no real benefit. So that is the problem, that in this particular age the various type of dharma, yajna, which were available in previous ages, like meditation, home yajna, temple puja, are very difficult to properly perform. Kalo tad dhari kirtanat. This Kali Yuga recommended process is Hari Nam Sankirtan, Hari Kirtan. In Dharpar Yuga, Dharpayan Parichar Jayam, it was temple puja. Chaitram Yajitam Akhai, Chaitan Yuga it was Hom Yajna. Kite Dayatam Vishnu. And in Satya Yuga it was Dhyan. So this Kali Yuga, Kalotat Hari Kirtanat, the recommended process is Harinam. Why? Because by chanting the name of Krishna, one very quickly becomes attracted to hearing more about Krishna, to serving Krishna, to hearing about Ram, serving Krishna. In this way one becomes actually advanced in spiritual life. Whether a grihastha, whether a student, or whether a renounced person. That is the goal of religion. At the time when we leave this body, whatever we think of, that is where we go. What we will think of is what we are attracted to. If we are attracted to Krishna, then we will go to Krishna, we will go to God. Back to home, back to Godhead. If we are not attracted by the Supreme Personality, how we can go there? So that attraction, that roti, that type of love or bhava-vasha or prema, priti, that is a very rare thing. So that is awakened by actually chanting, by performing this process of Krishna consciousness. If another person, if anyone is not getting that attachment to Krishna, that means something is wrong. Something must be rectified in one's spiritual practices. It is not that dharma should simply be an anusthan or a formality that we do like a ritual without any result. There must also be result. It is said that just like when a healthy man and a healthy woman, husband and wife, combine and they produce a child. Similarly, if there is a bona fide guru and a bona fide listener or disciple, if there is a bona fide pathak and a bona fide srotha, speaker and hearer, then there will be an effect. That will be spiritual gyan, that will be spiritual unati or spiritual advancement. Therefore, the scripture advises one should not hear about the glories of Krishna or Hari from lips of non-devotees. Avaishnava mugod girnam putam hari katam ritam sravanam naiva kartabhyam sarupuchista natabhaya. That an avaishnava, one who is not a devotee, if we hear from his lips hari katam ritam, this is bad. Why? It said it just like a sarpa uchistha. Sarpa means snake, like a cobra. So uchistha means what the snake is eaten. If we have a milk which is touched by the lips of a serpent, that milk itself is vishakto. So therefore, to hear the glories of Krishna from someone who is not a devotee, that means he doesn't believe in Krishna. Sometimes very famous gurus, spiritual masters, sannyasis, who are not actually devotees of Krishna, they sometimes try to glorify Krishna. But if any pure devotee is present during that glorification for him is like a sword in the heart. Just like the guru of Ramanuja Acharya told him, from the sloka, that Krishna's beauty, he said, yes, that beauty is like the beauty of the ass of a monkey. Like that, really rosy cheek, like some example they gave. This caused Ramanuja Acharya to cry. But sannyasi thought he was giving a very nice description of God. But he was using such unthinkable words that it was simply causing pain. Sometimes great, so-called great leaders in the spiritual field, you hear them say, yes, Krishna was a great man. He was a very great man. He did so many things that were very wonderful. But if a devotee hears someone say that Krishna is a man, for him that is no compliment. There is no compliment. Because Krishna is not a man. Krishna himself is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. A man means we are born, we die. And Krishna told Durga Devi, Yoga Maya, that you go, you take birth in Jasoda, Mai's garbe. You arrange like this, I'm going to take birth in Devaki's womb, in the Karagar, in the prison house of Kamsa. He planned everything out. Man doesn't plan like that. He will be my mother, he will be my father, I will take birth here. No, we do not plan like that. We are forced. God is not forced. He comes on his own sweet will. So that's why we should be careful about who we hear religious talks from. If someone is not actually a devotee of the Lord, he may be a great speaker, he may be a great orator, but that also, you will find many scientists, many philosophers, many politicians, they are wonderful orators. If they also turn religionist, they may also be a great orator quoting from the Vedas. The real test, do they believe in Krishna? Are they actually a devotee?
Are they a Vaishnava? Have they surrendered to the Lord? If not, they have no jurisdiction to speak on anything about marriage. And whatever they speak, that will be poison. That will be some way or another, that will be a discredit. Because they have no access to know who is Krishna, who is Rama, who is Vishnu. Krishna says in Gita, Name Bhakta Vinashyati. So first thing is to be devotee. How to be devotee? That has been made very easy in this Kali Yuga by simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Of course, in Bangladesh, most of the people do not follow any particular rules about eating and so on. Due to that situation, they are more or less irregulated in different ways. Few people are following some system amongst the Hindus. Amongst the Muslims, there's no question. But we're requesting everyone that at least they should chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. 108 times every day, that's our request. And we were very happy to find that thousands of people came forward to pledge that they would chant every day, taking up order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, more advanced than that is when one not only chants, but also eats Krishna Prasad. So like that, we're requesting people to first of all chant. Second of all, to try to take the prasad offered to Krishna. That prasad can be made in the house. It's not very difficult. We are eating every day. If we simply prepare it in a pure manner, our subhag or others, they can give the different the mantras that are there before a picture or before a deity. That prasad is placed and one bows down and offers that bhoga to the Lord in a humble manner, or even chants Hare Krishna and then takes. This is very, very difficult. So if one is like that, taking prasad, chanting Hare Krishna, and sometimes coming together like this and hearing Hari Katha from devotees only, not from famous speakers or so other people who may not be devotees, because they will give some really tantalizing intellectual ideas which have nothing to do with devotional service or with loving God or with actually advancement in real understanding about who is Krishna. They will touch on other subjects. So our goal is to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. He predicted that Prithivite Ache Jato Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Vaive Morna, that in every town and village all over the world, his message, his chanting will be performed. So in other parts of the world, some of us are going and also trying to encourage the preachers there. And other parts, other great devotees, they're all preaching. Just now we got a very good information from Vishnupad Bhavananda Goswami, who is also the Acharya here in Calcutta of our temple and at Mayapur, that there was a very successful preaching in Australia, and a record of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of books were distributed to all of the Australians during this Christmas period. Not only in Australia, but in New Zealand and in Indonesia. So this is our goal, that all over the world, that our philosophy is not simply a sentiment or a fanaticism, It is based upon scientific information from the Vedas. Therefore, first thing, we have to have books. And those books we study and we practice. So the simple practice is chanting Hare Krishna and eating Krishna prasad. After that, other things come. Especially chanting is a must for everyone. So, when actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came from Bengal and he took sannyas at 24, he went to Puri on the request of his mother. From Puri he went to South India and preached for 8 years. 6 years.
6 years in South India.
For 6 years. And I was wondering that where was the sign of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prachar? Because although he was preaching there for 6 years, whether there's any symptom of that preaching. So I actually found that everywhere I went, in Tamil Nadu, in Bangalore, and even when I was in Trivandrum, in Kerala, at the very tip, that actually everyone has a great faith in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even in Kerala, at one of the Ayappa temples, which is a temple devoted to one form of deity connected with Durga and Subramanian. They were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. After the so many Malayalam kirtans, all of a sudden they started chanting Hare Krishna. There I found that also most of the people know this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even in some villages we found people are having similar drums and they are chanting also. But no one can remember that who brought this chanting to South India. We know in Bengal or in Orissa, here everyone knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because he has so many followers who kept on preaching, but he alone went to South India. So everyone knows of him from history books and so on. But Ramanuja Acharya, Shankara Acharya, the other Acharya, Madhva Acharya, none of them chanted Hare Krishna, so far that we know. It has not been recorded. Yet how is it that through the whole South India, everywhere you find people are chanting Hare Krishna? I take it this must be the only sign of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. That still today, so many people are having faith in Hare Krishna, chanting. Due to the original preaching which he performed 500 years ago. So, now we are trying to establish in India that in every town, in every city, in every community, in every school, in every college, in every village, that people should regularly chant Hare Krishna. In Bengal there was before Hari Sabha. In Orissa there was Bhagavat Tungis. In Assam, of course, the Shankar Day, but they have their Namgar. In different places there are different programs for meeting together and doing these type of things. I don't know what they have in UP or Rajasthan, other than they have very beautiful temples. But this program of coming together and chanting is very easy. Just like we're having one group meeting every 2 weeks here. So like that, now we have started in all the villages, in all the towns, in many of the universities a program to have the people meet once every week. In their own place, come together, chant Hare Krishna, read a little bit from the Gita or Bhagavad, and then discuss. Sometime write question and our sadhus go there. That is called the Namahat. Namahat is Bengali, actual Sanskrit is Namahatta. one of our big life members in Bombay, Vijayatan Mota, he told me, what is this Nama Hatta? Hatta means hatao. It means get out. I said, no, this is Sanskrit. He said, no, I know Hindi and Sanskrit. I never heard of this hatta. I said, no, this is tata, hatta. This is Sanskrit. So he took out his big dictionary and he paged through it and he looked up and he saw hatta, acha, bazaar. He said, acha. You are right.
I don't know again.
Hat.
Mangala hat.
Hat, they said. That hatta is Sanskrit. Ideas of bazaar. In the bazaar, if a Muslim comes, or if a Hindu, or a Christian, or a Sudra, or a Brahmin, or whoever, if they come with their money and they want to buy the goods, they can buy it and take it away. No one is restricting in the bazaar. Heart is, and so many things are being brought and sold, and so many things are being bought and taken away. So like this Nityananda, he made a bazaar for giving out Krishna Prem, Krishna Naam. That bazaar, anyone can take it, but what is the paisa? What is the dinero, the money, which that naam can be purchased by? That is Shraddha or faith, bhakti or devotion. With those exchanges, then you can take as much name as you want, irregardless of your caste, creed, whatever you make. No restriction. So like that, these Namahattas in Bengal, 2 years ago we started, just a few months before Gaur Purnima. At Gaur Purnima we had about 40 in a very short time. Last year Gaur Purnima we had about 150. I predicted that by the next year we would double. But now already we have 450 Namahatta Sanghas, who meet at least once every week. Amongst them, about 10% in the villages, they are meeting every morning and every night. And some of them also, they want their, some have donated land, and some are also constructed already, some Natra Mandir, some out of grass hut, some out of corrugate, some also want to, are building pakha, some structure so they can meet together and chant in their village. They're also organizing program. Our Sankirtan party went from Calcutta last month, and we went to Paschim Dinajpur, that's West Dinajpur, to Jalpaiguri, Kuch Bihar, and other places. And there I found that nowadays there are a lot of different type of groups out there giving different type of mantras and different type of instruction. Some are telling you all God, what you don't need to do anything. So many different things are going on. But generally speaking, most of the people have faith in the Maha Mantra given in our Ved and Quran. In the Kali Santanarana Upanishad, it very clearly says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti soda sakam nam nam kali kalamasha nashanam natha parata upaya sarva vede shudishyate. These 16, iti soda sakam nam nam, these solo nam, 16 names, kali kalamasha nashanam, all the kalamash of Kali Yuga are destroyed, nashanam, natha parata upaya, no other upaya. No other way. Sarva Vede Shudishyate. All the Vedas, they confirm this. You can find so many proofs. So the people generally believe in Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They are coming forward, they are very eager. They say that no one cares for our spiritual life. We are here in a village. Only sometime, once every 4 or 5 years, they come to get bought. But nobody comes to give us any spiritual life. You are coming, we are very grateful. So some places also we are organizing schools in the village, Gurukul, or some religious instruction in the evening. In some places other programs have been taken up, like prasad distribution and so on. It's still in a very beginning stages. Here in Calcutta area, we have about 20 groups who have applied to be members. But we have not fully developed them yet. In Trivandrum in South India now, Bhakti Swarup Swami is taking it up to make Namhat in every university and every major high school, and in every major town and in the surrounding villages. So already many students have come forward to have weekly meetings. In this way we want to revive the whole spiritual life of India so that the whole world can be purified, so that the youth can be brought up in a nice atmosphere, so that the actual country can be purified. So this is certainly blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, blessed by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, who has started this, you can say, spiritual revolution in motion, and who is still present and giving his constant blessing to all these attempts. So many members are not here, but I feel that for the proper implementation of such a broad program as this Namhatha program is, that in different ways the guidance and the experience of the members can also afford a great contribution. When we told the leading Hindus in Bangladesh that we had already 500 Namhattas in West Bengal, they said, we will have 5,000 here in Bangladesh. They said there are 68,000 villages in Bangladesh. Of that, 20 to 15% have some considerable amount of Hindus. That means we have 10,000 villages. So out of 10,000, it is not at all difficult to have 5,000 Namhats. We challenge you. Because you are having 40,000 villages to 48,000 in West Bengal, of which only about 25% or 20% are Muslim, and all the, at the most, or even less. That means at least 30,000 are purely having a Hindu population. So we are challenging, we'll do 5,000. So like that, they're also very enthused. So we feel that Calcutta itself is one whole district, there are so many, that we can make on a higher level for the university students, just like we have our Vaishya Rishi program, type of program suited for them. Because generally speaking, what I found is there are many, many nice boys and girls going to university, but because of the whole political atmosphere, because of the whole moral degradation, all the cheating and everything going on in the schools, that many of them get spoiled. And even the good ones, they don't have anything to do there. So gradually also may fall into the bad association. So for all these different, the only solution is to provide a positive alternative. That positive alternative through nice service programs, chanting and discussing and different things, this is very important. This is the only hope. Anything else is too difficult, but anyone can chant. I personally, when I was in Dhaka this time, we did a program at the Jagannath Hall, which is the first time that there was a program done in the University of Dhaka in Jagannath Hall, which is the big Hindu dormitory with 1,000 Hindu students. All of the students were present. Justice Ranadir Sen, the only Hindu justice from the High Court of Bangladesh, he also was present to grace the occasion. So we gave our discussion. One man commented that in Bangladesh, people have become so undisciplined in religious function that generally you'll always find someone smoking a bidi or cigarette. But he said in this particular function, there was no sign, there was no anywhere written, don't smoke, nothing. But anyone who came into that gathering, not one person dared to light a cigarette. He said, this is a divine power. That was his idea. So, Anyway, there, 1,000 students, we only brought 200 cards with us. 200 cards of people, they pledged to chant every day 108 times Hare Krishna as a start. And out of that, many students have already formed together and made a cultural society based on this Krishna conscious principles. And they have already formed 3 branches and 2 other universities. So like that, they're already beginning the work in that side. But they have so many obstacles. Here there's no obstacle except our own lethargy. So anyway, this is one of our programs we're hoping for, seeing the actual effect of Krishna consciousness reach everyone, to help them become peaceful, become happy, and to become lovers of God. So we are thanking all of you for taking the active part, and we feel that you are all wonderful devotees, and that with this type of association of devotees, more and more we'll be able to increase this association of devotees and the effect on the whole society. Actually, you are the leaders in terms of religious matters of the society. Government is so-called communal or non-communal or whatever they call it. That means that they take no interest whatsoever.
Secular.
So as a result, if we don't take the interest, no one will take the interest. There's no one else who's going to take the interest for the people's spiritual life except devotees who are dedicated to seeing the whole society become God conscious. So I feel that all of you are taking a part in that great movement. Therefore, I offer you my humble respects. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namaste.